Here we go into the bottom of the ninth. The Illini with a two-run lead, three outs away from winning the Big Ten Tournament Championship in baseball. Jason Anderson has gone every step of the way, and he'll face their dangerous right-handed hitting second baseman, Eric Speight. First pitch to Speight. In there for a called strike over the inner half, and it's 0-1.
He's taking a strike.
Speight is 0 for 1 officially with a walk and a sacrifice and a fly to right. There's a pitch that misses outside, and it's 1-1. Speight, Smithlin, and then the top of the order, Big Ten Player of the Year, Michael Campo, due up here in the ninth. The pitch. Speight checks his swing, and that one's high and tight, and it's 2-1. The Illini have yet to go to their bullpen in this tournament. There's a pitch fouled off out of play right side, and now it's 2-2. And, Coach, I don't really see any action in the Illinois bullpen. Of course, closer Matt Vorwald is not available because of an injury to his right shoulder.
Anderson's looking at the planes flying over. He's relaxed.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch to Speight. Foul back to the screen. Still 2-2.
Just got a little piece of that one.
The winner of this game gets the Big Ten's automatic bid into the NCAA baseball tournament. Regional action starts next weekend.
And one of the tournaments will be right here on this field.
All right. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Chopper to short. Basak gloves it on the second hop. Throws to Schutzenhofer at first. One gone.
Big out.
That'll bring up Smithlin, the switch hitter, who is 1 for 3 with a single.
Well, they bunted last time. We anticipated that. Dave, the wind has changed. Look at it. It's blowing now a little more toward left field.
Yeah, it's blowing right to left now. Left-handed hitter. Anderson's first pitch. Swung on and missed. He still has a good fastball.
Yep.
As he blew that one by him up in the strike zone, and it's 0-1.
Well, Anderson is really putting some dollars in his pocket with these great pitching performances.
Taps one foul at home plate, and it's 0-2.
Because the scouts are certainly going to look at this. He's just set the Big Ten record for a number of innings pitched in the tournament. He's just been outstanding.
No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Chopper to first. Schutzenhofer gloves it with his glove and then steps on the bag. There was a race to the bag between Schutzenhofer and Jason Anderson. Schutzenhofer won it, got the put out himself. He had to kind of get that in his glove, and then it went into his uniform and his body. But he made the play, and two are gone. And Michael Campo is the last hope for the Penn State Nittany Lions.
That was a tough play, Dave. That ball came up on him, but he stayed in front of it and got it off of his body, as you indicated.
The first pitch to Campo. It's a little looper. DJ Spiller can't get it as it falls into center field behind the second base bag. And the Nittany Lions are still alive. A bloop single by Campo brings the tying run to the plate with two outs here in the ninth.
Never easy. Never easy. We've had pretty good luck with this guy. We'll probably play behind the runner. That runner doesn't mean a thing over on first base. We've got a two-run lead.
John Richmond is the hitter. He's 0 for 3 with a sacrifice. Left-handed hitting shortstop. They're going to pinch hit, Coach.
Okay. 23.
Fury, H-U-R-E-Y, I believe, is this hitter's name. He pinch hit in one of the earlier games, in the game that Penn State won against Illinois. Mike Hurey will be the pinch hitter. And the first pitch to him is in there for a called strike. A quick look at some of the numbers on Hurey. Hitting .333, no homers, 5 runs batted in. This is only his 19th at bat of the season. Next pitch, up the middle, past Anderson and into center field for a base hit. Just over the pitcher's glove, bounded out of the reach of shortstop Chris Basak into center field. Back-to-back singles with two outs, and Penn State has the tying run on base. Runners at first and second.
And we're going to have a little break for Mr. Anderson. Mr. Fagan is coming up, and we know he has a lot of power. He's walked twice and grounded sharply to shortstop twice. So Anderson is not out of this free yet.
Meeting on the mound, pitching coach Dan Hartlib comes out for Illinois.
Just give Anderson a little bit of a breather here. Figure out what they're going to do. With runners on first and second, they'll play the infield deep. They have a force out at any base. They have to give credit to their pinch hitter who came in, Mr. Hurry. That's not an easy job. He came in and made contact, found a hole in the infield, and kept this inning alive.
Back-to-back singles with two outs, keeping Penn State's hopes alive here in the bottom of the ninth. They trail by two runs, but Sean Fagan, the hitter at the plate, now represents the winning run in this ball game.
Sure, he does.
Tying run on first, and a runner. Campo is on second. All right, first pitch. There's a chopper foul down the third base line, and Sean Fagan is behind in the count, 0-1.
Man, he had a good cut at that. He pulled that fastball. He's going to have to make him hit a breaking ball or an off-speed pitch. This guy's a good-looking hitter.
Fagan, the right-handed hitter. Anderson looks in, gets his sign. He leads this club with 15 home runs, Coach. Here's the pitch. Over the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-2. Stay away from him now.
That was a really good pitch.
No balls, two strikes. Anderson looks in. The stretch, check of the runners. The pitch. Swung on, Tapper DuMarquis at third, gloves it, race for the bag. He dives for the bag, touches it with his glove for the force out there on Campo, and Illinois wins. The Illini win the Big Ten Baseball Tournament Championship. They beat Penn State 5-3.
Great victory, absolutely a great victory. Great play to end the game and us to win. That players are all over themselves out there. And it was made by Mr. Marquis, who absolutely was fantastic the entire series. We had all kinds of heroes today. Fisher, Gertz. Gertz drove in the lead run. Zillick had three hits. Schutzenhofer had a couple of hits. Simmons played really well. And we don't want to forget our great pitcher who pitched so well to win his second game, Jason Anderson.
They are mobbing Jason Anderson out in the infield. He came off the mound just a few steps before his teammates got to him and piled on him. Now everyone, including the coaching staff, out in the middle of the diamond here, celebrating the first Big Ten Tournament Championship for Itch Jones since he's been in Illinois for 10 years. Itchy has tried to win this, and he's finally done it. These players, these seniors, some of them part of the Big Ten championship team of 1998 that couldn't win the tournament when they hosted, set this as one of their goals for the season, and they have reached it, and Illinois is headed for the NCAA baseball tournament.
Nobody can take that away from them. They earned it the hard way, and they certainly, in my mind, deserve it. They have played so well this week, and very aggressive all the way, and the pitching has been the answer. The starting pitchers, we never had to go to the bullpen at any one time. Part of the reason, of course, is our number one guy is injured, but even after that, we had great starting pitchers, and that bodes well for us in the NCAA coming up.
All right, we will take a 60-second break here. When we come back, we'll give you the happy totals and more. Stay tuned. The Illini are your Big Ten Tournament champions, and this is Fighting Illini Baseball.